This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With me, Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And me, Emily Lubin.
Remember, choose like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hi, guys. Okay, so before we get into this week's episode, I have a little announcement. I have graduated from Betches University.
She got her degree.
She got her diploma. Yep.
She's wearing her cap and gown.
And I will be leaving you guys on DST in a few weeks. We'll still be together for a little bit longer. But yeah, I'm going to go off, try and do a thing. Not going to say what that thing is because I don't want to jinx it. But this has been such a great time. I've really appreciated all of the listeners so much. I have loved learning about the personal experiences from our guests, from Emily, from all of the professionals that we've had on. I feel like I've learned so much. And yeah, I'm going to miss you guys. But again, I'll be here for a little bit longer. And you can DM us, DM me if you have any parting notes or any parting questions. Obviously, I'm still going to be on the internet after I leave this podcast.
She will still exist as a human being, yes, and will be so very reachable.
Please stay in touch with me.
Yes. And I think it would be really nice if you guys wanted to write in any core memories that you have of Remy,
yeah,
anything you've learned from Remy, any parting words, any words of encouragement. We're all going to really miss Remy. She's been a core member of the DS team, the DST family. I know that I'm going to miss you so, so much.
I'm going to miss you.
And we're going to be announcing a new co-host soon. But
yes, you're going to be in very good hands.
Good hands, but at the same time, you have very large shoes to fill.
Thank you. That is it for the little announcement, and here's the episode.
Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy, and I'm so excited for this episode because we have been talking a lot on this podcast. They've been talking a lot in the news about semaglutides and, you know, whether people should take them or not. And we wanted to invite someone on the podcast who's been prescribed semaglutides for a medical condition because these people exist. And I was like, who better than my pal, Riley Lassen? She has been on them and she's going to tell us about the whole experience. So on that note, welcome to the podcast, actor and comedian and cutie extraordinaire, yeah, Riley Lassen.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I love you so much.
I love this. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And it's so good to meet you.
You as well. This is lovely.
So you were diagnosed with PCOS, which, for those who don't know, it's polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on actually getting that diagnosis, because I know it can be hard for a lot of women. Like, they go to see a lot of doctors.
It got me right away.
Really?
Right away, I think because I had a cyst. And mm-hmm, I think when you have a cyst, it kind of is like, boom, right there.
That's
in front
what it
of
is.
You. Right. And yeah, I had a cyst burst in high school. And I was young.
Really?
I just got my period, like 2 years before, right? Uh-huh. And I had this pain and I fell to the ground. I have a high pain tolerance. So I'm like, what's going on? And my mom's like, I don't know what to do. She calls her gynecologist. She says, bring her in. She does an emergency PAP. An emergency, she put her thumb up my butt too. I was like, what's happening?
You know,
I'm like 14 years old. Like, whoa.
They did that to me the first time I went to the gyno too. But,
really?
But never since then.
Oh,
so I thought that was a normal thing that they did every time, but it's not because they usually.
I'm not sure that's, yeah. Because
yeah,
she was looking for something else.
Wait, can we back up for a second? Because
yes,
you and I have talked about sexual health
in a lot of capacity. And I know that you had vaginismus or still, I guess. Still,
I went to the gyno today, still there.
So did
wait, what is vaginismus?
Explain.
Oh, boom. Oh, we're talking about all the...
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of attention down there today.
Let's get right into it. Yeah.
I had a pap smear today. We're talking about today. My pussy's like, thank you. So vaginismus, for the longest time, like I couldn't put in tampons. I didn't have sex till I was 24. Like it took me a while to do anything because of the pain. I had pain. I think of it like vagina is the muscle, right? Mm-hmm. So for a while, the muscle was so tight. It was so tight. I wouldn't let anything in. It was so painful.
It's like trying to penetrate a wall.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's how it felt. I had a medically tight pussy.
Yeah.
That's what was happening. And it's a very psychological thing. It's a kind of a mind-body situation. Every woman's different with it, right? But I went to a gynecologist. She told me about the vaginismus. I went to a physical therapist, and that's where Remy and I met.
Yeah.
At the physical therapist?
No. I interviewed Riley for How Come.
Yeah.
About the vaginismus. Mm-hmm. Yes, years ago. But so I'm curious, did you get diagnosed for that before the PCOS?
After. Because I was so young at the time. I sometimes think about... how painful that pap smear was because I had the cyst.
That's what I'm thinking. And, like something going up your butt. Not that it's like the front, but it's like your body is in pain in that area. Right. So it would be resistant to a lot of stuff.
And it's tightening up.
Yeah.
The whole body's tightening. And I remember the gynecologist was a little bit of a bitch. I remember to this day, to this day, I can see her face. She was just not. I think about it. I'm like, if a girl comes in, a young girl in pain, she was just so not like, I was not comfortable. Mm-hmm. I was not comfortable. I was in pain. I did that pap smear. I think about to this day how tight my body was. That's the first time something's inserting in me.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think about it and my body and the trauma from it.
Because it's the trauma,
the intensity of it all.
Yeah.
But she did find out doing all of this. I did an ultrasound. I had a cyst and it burst.
Okay.
So that's what was happening.
Okay.
So instantly they're like, let's do some tests. And so all throughout high school I was doing tests. I was always kind of overweight. I was always kind of on the heavier side. Mm-hmm. I started having hair on my face. Mm-hmm. All the symptoms of
PCOS. Like the classic symptoms.
The classic symptoms, exactly. And she gave me, she did the blood test and I had high testosterone levels. So I was insulin resistant. That's what my PCOS type was. So she prescribed me metformin. This is what happens usually with people with PCOS. You would prescribe metformin and birth control.
Yeah.
And those are the two like combos. And that's all they do. They give it to you and they say, come back when you want a baby.
Do you want to hear something crazy though?
Yes.
Speaking of that.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend Lindsay Metzler, she went through IVF to get her eggs done or whatever. You know what you do with IVF. And they discovered PCOS in that process. And that would make it hard for the eggs to implant. So they put her on birth control between the taking out of the eggs and the implantation,
which is something
you think
you would never
so
do.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really does treat the PCOS symptoms.
Yes, it does. And I've been on birth control now since I was 15. And I just turned 30.
Yeah.
So I've been on it and I was on the metformin. And metformin is for diabetes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they call PCOS the diabetes of the ovaries, the way your blood work looks. I've been pre-diabetic most of my life.
Okay.
All my numbers have been so high. So with the metformin and with the birth control, I was able to somewhat, you know, help my symptoms.
And the symptoms besides like hair growth.
Yes.
And the cysts being there. Is it pain? Like what does it feel like on a daily basis?
Daily basis is a lot of muscle. Like I'm constantly tired.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
I have brain fog constantly. I have celiac disease as well. And it kind of, you know, sometimes.
Oh, man.
All through high school was like finding out with the PCOS and then the celiac and later on the vaginismus. And it was all very like.
It's like an ongoing medical experiment.
Right. And sometimes when you have one autoimmune issue, there's always
She's
other
an
things.
Interesting woman.
Yeah. My body's like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that, the muscles, and then my hair started thinning throughout high school. And then in college, it started slowly falling out, more thinning. Through college, moving to New York, the thinning got worse. I wear wigs now. Every day I wear wigs.
Oh, you know, it's so interesting that the hair on your head would start thinning and falling out, but then on your face, it's like...
Well, that's the high testosterone.
Yeah.
So when you see a man who's bald with a beard, That man has a lot of tea.
And they usually have really nice eyelashes too.
They do, don't they?
Yes, because that's where the hair growth will happen, but then they're bald everything on top else, and hairy on the body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the hair will grow on the face. So, or a lot of acne, cystic acne around the chin. Everybody's different. Everybody is different, mm-hmm. right? So,
and some people don't even have cysts.
Exactly. That's why I was diagnosed so quickly, mm-hmm. because the cysts were kind of like, hey, we're here. If it wasn't, I probably would have been used to my weight gain. I would have been like, oh, my hair is falling out from stress, the celiac. Yeah. I wasn't getting nutrients in. I probably wouldn't have catched the PCOS right away.
Okay. Can I go back one more time?
Of course.
So, in order to find the cysts, is there an outside ultrasound or is it an internal thing?
I wasn't quite sure at the time what the internal thing was for. I think she was checking for something else, mm-hmm. That was
but
more.
But she did do an internal thing.
She did an internal right away because she said,
oh my God, Riley.
She never said what it was for. Painful. She just said it's important. She said, if I find something with she said the butt one was really important.
Yeah.
She said, if I find something, we have to go to the emergency room right away. I don't, still this day, so I, because I'm not a medical person whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was for.
Yeah.
But she said, you need to go to get an ultrasound. Because she said it was definitely probably a birth cyst. Mm. So then I went to an ultrasound. And then that's when they're like, oh, there's cysts. It's PCOS.
So do you ever have any more cysts after that?
Throughout the years, I could feel a cyst coming on. Like, say, if I skip my birth control or whatever. I don't think I've had a cyst for a while. I mm-hmm. don't think so. I haven't gotten an ultrasound in a while, but I don't think I've had one. And I take my birth control pretty frequently, pretty well on time, that I haven't really gotten a cyst.
So if you're good about taking the medication when you're supposed to, then
yeah,
that
and the metformin.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it have to be a oral birth control, or can it be like a NuvaRing or something like that?
It was always back and forth through the years on what was good, mm-hmm. because the hormones. Because sometimes there's too much hormones, sometimes there's less hormones. I wanted a shot for a while, and then mm-hmm. the shot in the arm. My gyno was kind of weary about that. I don't know today in 2024 what's the best to use, but I just saw my gyno today and she's like, we'll prescribe another pills for another year. So I'm on the pills. Okay. But I did go off the metformin.
And what is metformin?
Metformin is for, it's a diabetes medication.
It's for
medication.
Diabetes. It's for diabetes. It's like different than a semaglutide.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's straight up just for insulin?
Insulin resistance.
Resistance.
And that's why I was taking it. It's funny because my grandparents and my uncle, they all are taking metformin, but for diabetes. And I was over here like, I was like 15, like, I'm taking it too. Like, I'm also like you guys.
I actually don't have to sit at the kids' table anymore because I brought my metformin.
Passover is different this year. Yeah. Okay. No, but I was on metformin. Metformin can really mess up your stomach. A lot of people say that they have issues going to the bathroom on metformin. I took metformin for years and years, and I wanted to get off of it. I was like, I kept seeing TikToks later, like years later.
Yeah.
This was like 2 years ago. I was on TikTok. I want all these like new natural ways to get rid of PCOS, mm-hmm. that you can get off birth control. You can do all these things. And this is kind of going into the semaglutide, because all of a sudden I was like, oh, I want to get off metformin. I go to my endocrinologist. If you have PCOS, you go to an endo. And she said, okay, we can go off of it, but you got to go on something. So I went on a supplement called Onicitol.
Okay.
And this Onicitol does the same thing as the metformin, as everything, but it's a supplement. It's not as heavy on your body. Mm-hmm. It's not a diabetes medication. So I was taking that. I was eating no sugar. I was eating no carbs. I was so clean. Mm-hmm. You could ask anybody. I was clean. I was taking all these supplements, all these vitamins, and it was good. It was good for a couple months. And then you get tired.
Because you're just doing too much.
Because this is a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
To just keep thinking about it all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no caffeine too?
No caffeine, no sugar, no, I was all gluten free anyway, but no dairy.
I thought you were going to say no ayahuasca. I was like, wait, what?
It's like, what are you doing besides? No, but it was nothing. I remember it was so clean. I was working so hard and it was months of it. And I was starting to lose weight, because mm-hmm. that's the main thing with my PCOS is I could never lose weight. It took me so long to lose weight, and I was getting so aggravated that I was like, I'm going to do this. I worked with a nutritionist. I was so on top of it. And after months of it, I think I lost maybe like 12 pounds, 13 pounds.
Just taking these supplements.
Supplements, and doing eating natural. Clean, wow. Exercising, drinking only water, like for months.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
And the reason for wanting to lose weight was primarily what?
So for two things, longest time it was, I want to lose weight. I want to be skinny.
Yeah.
Aesthetically,
since you were little.
Yeah.
I want to be, because I was always
She's
bigger.
A millennial woman.
Yes. I was like, because growing up you hear, oh, you want to be skinny. And as you get older, it was like, okay, no, at this point, it's not even I want to lose weight. It's like, I want to look healthy. Like at certain points, I'm so bloated. There's this thing called moon face. Women with PCOS have moon face. Mm. My face would get bloated out of nowhere. You gain 5 pounds in a week. Mm. It's my body's so inflamed, constantly
it's uncomfortable.
Inflamed.
And that would be pretty exhausting.
Oh, it's
to like
so,
have
yes.
your weight be going up and down like that.
Exactly. Up and down, up and down. And at some point, I was like, nah, I just want to be healthy before I'm 30. Mm-hmm. At this point, I was like, yes, I want to lose weight aesthetically to feel good, to look good in clothes. Sure, but at this point I wanted to feel good because I have years and years within the celiac and watching what I'm eating, what medications. It was just this constant, like going out to eat was constantly a struggle.
Yeah,
regardless, I got celiac when I was in high school. No one knew what gluten was. It was 2011.
It didn't exist.
Right. Like I had rice cakes and apples for lunch. Mm-hmm. And going out, I always felt awkward. I always felt like, oh, I'm the odd one out. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm an adult, not only am I looking for the gluten, I'm going out with my friends being like, oh, I'll eat when I get home because everything has something in it.
Yeah.
And this is now my PCOS, you know, doing this. So I tried for months and months and it was great. and I worked really hard on it, but I got really tired of it. And I started gaining back all the weight because I was also off metformin. Mm-hmm. I was taking my supplements now, here and there. Now all of a sudden I was adding in sugar because I'm tired and I don't care. And you know what I mean? Now all of a sudden everything's up in the air and I don't care about anything.
Like, everything's going to shit anyway.
Like, okay. And I just started eating again and not watching what I was eating, not taking my supplements. Now I'm not even on the metformin. And I'm gaining back all this weight. I'm so tired. And I go to my endo and I tell her my issues. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, have you heard of Ozempic?
I heard of Ozempic?
And I was like, yeah, duh. Everyone's heard of Ozempic. Yeah.
Wait, so when was this exactly?
Now, this must have been last March.
Okay.
Last March.
2023.
Yes. March, April. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Around, yeah.
The era of Scandoval.
That's how I mark time.
That's so good. So much drama in the world. Yeah. And Ozempic. And Ozempic. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It was a crazy time to be alive.
It was a crazy time, truly. But I was like, yeah, of course I've heard of Ozempic. I was very wary of it because I've heard that people, you know, my dad is on Ozempic for his diabetes. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't get a shot. He couldn't get
because
it.
Because of the shortage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he was having a hard time getting it. And I saw that. Mm-hmm. And it was making me angry. Because I was like, oh, all these people are wanting it to lose weight, all this stuff. I wasn't really researching it. I was more of just, you know, TikToking and seeing, you know, different sides of, oh, I want the Ozempic or Ozempic's bad for you or people can't get Ozempic. That I see my dad struggling to get his shot. And I told her, I said, I don't know. She goes, you know, there's different types of semaglutide. Not types. They're all the same thing. Mm-hmm, they're all just different names, right? She said, there's Wegovy, there's Mounjaro, there's different ones. And also ones were different FDA approved, I believed, for weight loss. Mm. At the time, I forget.
I think it's Wegovy.
Wegovy was for weight loss. Mm-hmm. I think Ozempic was just for the diabetes.
Yeah.
Mounjaro, I'm not quite sure. I know, and then there's more. There's more that have been coming out.
Yeah,
and they're all different approved.
I got my first ad for Mounjaro, my first targeted ad.
Oh, really?
On Instagram.
How nice.
That's crazy. Your first one.
Yeah.
Because just your lifestyle, I would think it would come up more.
Thank you.
Yeah. not this, but like research and stuff. I just thought it would come up more. Wow.
I thought you meant like, oh, because, you know, you're like in bed all day and like the algorithm can tell.
Wait, so did the endocrinologist have to kind of explain it more to you or convince you to try it? Or because you said you
convinced.
Had questions.
Mm-hmm. There was definitely a convincing aspect of it because I was like, I'm not sure, but I was also really tired. I didn't want to go back on metformin because she said we can always go back on metformin. I was like, oh, my God, no, not metformin. And I was like, well, that was a diabetes medication anyway. And she said, you know, Wegovy will probably be the best for you. Just because I'm not, my tests don't say diabetes. I don't have diabetes on anything. I had pre-diabetes for a while. I forget if that was on it, but she was like, honestly, I can write this for a PCOS. We can see what happens. And I was very nervous. I said no at first. I left saying no. I left without the prescription.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that because I feel like people are so conflicted, especially if you have a family member that you're like, they don't have access to this thing. Like, I don't feel like I want to be taking up space in this space. Mm-hmm. But like, that's why we are talking to you, because there are people who get prescribed these for medical reasons, and you're one of them.
Yeah, yeah. And I do have to say, people who have, you know, wanted to for weight loss, you know, chronic illness and weight gain, all that is so, it's such a thing in our country. And I understand how hard it is. So if it is working for people, their inflammation is coming down, you know, their sugars are coming, everything is working for them. They feel like they can have a better lifestyle. They're eating better. They're working out. Go ahead.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't into it. And then I was reading it. I said, this is great for people. If they really
Totally. And it's medically approved for weight loss. So there's no reason why you can't try it if you've tried everything else and that's where you feel like you're at. Where it starts getting a little blurry is when you hear about people in Hollywood taking it for the last 10 pounds or like taking it just to look better on camera. Then I think you know, people have a right to get upset about that because there is a shortage and people don't have access to the medication who really need it.
Right. If there wasn't a shortage, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if it grew on trees.
Something that I don't really understand either is a medical shortage, because I'm just like, okay, you have the formula. Like
make more.
I think... I don't know anything about this field, but it's
why
it sounded my family are doctors. I chose other I failed math.
I chose
class.
Jokes.
Right. I think it happened very fast. It happened very fast. Mm-hmm. It was like out of nowhere.
Like the demand sudden. Increased demand. Very suddenly. Mm-hmm.
Like last time I went to endo was 2 weeks ago. Because I haven't been able to get my Wegovy. It's been on a back order for now 4 weeks. So I have been off of it for 4 weeks. And I went back to her and she's like, how's it going? I said, it's been going great. She wants to put me up a dose. Mm-hmm. She goes, maybe they'll have that dose. Because she said that her representative came to her office and said, stop. Like, we don't have enough right now.
Oh my gosh.
To give out the lowest dosage. I think it's a 1.7. I forget.
Because that's what they start you on and then slowly increase.
Okay. And what your insurance can, you know, offer you. And working with insurances has been crazy. Like I saw this girl on TikTok who has PCOS and she said, when you have PCOS and want a semaglutide and insurances are like, no. Like it's so hard. It's so hard. And it's working. I didn't realize how well it was going to work. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, let's do it. I went to my gastro after I saw my endo because I heard there was stomach. Some people were talking about stomach paralysis.
Yeah, nausea.
I saw an article that this girl has like nonstop diarrhea now.
Oh my God. This was the scariest headline.
Yeah.
Remy sent it to me. It was like this girl, the headline verbatim was like, woman gets diarrhea forever. Mm-hmm.
From semi-glutide.
It like made her colon explode or something. I don't want to put, you know, information out there that's scary to people. This was just one person, but it was the Daily Mail.
So we never know.
Yeah, they're like, what is the scariest headline we can come up with?
Diarrhea forever.
You see, just be Jewish. Forever.
Just be a Jew. That's all. Hilarious. I was like, I'm used to this. And that's why, it's funny, that's where I kind of came from. I was like, I'm used to this anyway.
I already have stomach issues every day. Yeah.
And my gastro, he was a new gastro. It was this older doctor and he's like, try it out. And I was like, you seem too chill.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. And I remember talking to my parents.
Well, it's because it's not his diarrhea.
I know. He's like, go ahead. I was like, I don't know. I was like, my stomach's always a mess. And my parents, they've seen my struggle with, you know, the PCOS, the celiac, my weight gain, the fluctuations. They've seen how unhappy I was. They've seen my body just go through all these different things. They go, why not try it?
Yeah.
You know, she's prescribing
it. Can't get any worse. Right. Yeah.
He goes, something's bad, stop. That's what my dad said. Mm-hmm. My dad, he's a dentist.
He's a dentist. I was going to say, he's a dentist.
He's watching this and he's so mad.
We love you. We love you. Dr. Lassen,
my brother's
you're
also
amazing.
A dentist.
Yes. Teeth doctors are still doctors. You are valid.
Teeth are bones. Bones are part of the skeleton.
Yes.
That's a good to medical school. There's 4 years extra.
Yes.
It's a lot of work. But he did say to me, I feel so bad. Sorry, Dad. He did say to me, he's like, what's the worst thing that can happen? I remember when I got the Wegovy, I went home for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I did a show in Philly. I am from Jersey. And I stayed over and I said, can I take it with you guys? I was like, what if something happens? My dad goes, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. I hate medication. It scares me. And I was like, okay.
Is it a shot that you had to give yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that scary?
I don't mind a shot.
You don't mind
a shot?
I'm kind
of spooky. I don't mind it. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love giving blood. I'm weird.
You love giving blood.
Yeah, I'm weird.
Tell me what you love. No, I'm so curious. This is fascinating.
I think it's so cool. Like seeing.
Okay, so purely. This is how you know you come from a medical family. Like,
I'm just weird.
You just like watching the blood go through the tube. Like it's.
Yeah, I used to
like that
too.
I just have tough veins to find.
Me too. My veins roll.
What? Your veins roll?
Yeah, like one day I was there and it takes me so long to get my vein.
Yeah.
And one day the lady was like, your veins roll. I was like, woo. How do they roll?
It's like a game of dodgeball for your veins.
They're like ducking. They see the needle.
Not going to get me.
But yeah, I was, yeah, the shot's cool. And you put it in your leg, you put it in your, not your leg, like your top thigh area,
so
your stomach.
So do you pick like a, are you supposed to pick a, like a fatty area?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You put it in your arm if you like. Certain points I hear give you more nausea. Mm. I think the stomach one, I remember reading, would always say that gives you a little bit more nausea. So I will do my legs, my okay. upper, I guess my upper thigh area on the side. Mm-hmm. And I will like, I'll change every week. Each leg.
So is it only once a week that you have to inject?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did your dad ever have like any side effects from his meds?
He's so mad. He goes, I never lost weight on Ozempic. Like he is so angry. He goes, I don't.
He's what like,
do you
it's
mean?
Just managing my levels.
I know. He's like, what do you mean I have? And it's funny because we had the Wegovy and the Ozempic in the fridge. You keep it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, we are the most like.
We're a fancy little household.
Look at our household. If anybody can, like this fridge, top fridge right now. Yeah. Anyone in LA would be like, can I have your fridge? You got a Wegovy and Ozempic.
They pay you $5 million for access to your fridge.
We got some gluten-free bread in there. Like, we look like we're like influencers in LA.
You're the Kardashians.
We're like, yeah, just a family in Jersey.
Yeah. Identical fridges. Hilarious. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
But he didn't have negative side effects.
No, I don't think. I remember talking to him about it, and it sounded like he really didn't have too many side effects.
Okay.
My side effects hit fast.
Okay.
I was like, oh no, I had bad nausea for at least 2 months, at least 2-3 months nausea. And it would go away. I would take the shot on Monday. By Thursday, I was good.
Mm. Oh, so it's like closer to when you take the shot is when you feel the effects.
The effects. So like usually if I would take it that night, in the morning, I would instantly feel the effects. Next day, a little bit more. By Wednesday, Thursday, I was good.
Was the nausea like vomitous nausea?
A little bit. Sometimes I would want to throw up. The diarrhea would happen. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it would be constipation. It was like an ongoing, I was like, oh no, another week of this. Like and then I started getting nervous. And then I had my little freak out again. I went back to Jersey. I said, I don't know if I should do this. This is not, it's not even working. Da, da, da. I was so nervous. You really didn't feel the effects of the medication that they tell you you're going to feel. Mm-hmm. For me personally, till later.
Because half of the effects are like the working of it all.
Yes.
Besides weight loss is to make you feel better.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole point of the weight loss is like, so my issue with the PCOS is my blood sugar, I'm always hungry. Mm-hmm. Constantly cravings. Constant. I'll eat a meal and I'm still looking for food after. Mm-hmm. Since I was a kid, constantly. Mm-hmm. And
that's because your blood sugar's not regulated.
Nothing is regulated. None of my levels are making sense. I'm inflamed. I'm wanting sugar. I'm craving food. It's an awful feeling. A lot of people go through this. Yeah, they eat and they're still looking. And it's like, oh, that's the worst feeling. I have to say, when on the Wegovy, the cravings went away. Mm-hmm. I started to feel full. And it was the first time I ever felt actually full.
Mm. Which and satisfied.
Satisfied. I was satisfied. They say to eat protein on it for the nausea. So I love protein anyway because it fills me up regardless. Mm-hmm. I started to just eat more protein. And all of a sudden I start, oh, I don't have to eat some of that. All of a sudden it just, I could see the effects working. Mm-hmm. And the weight loss didn't start. I didn't really see the effects of the weight loss till end of the summer.
Okay, time. So a few months in.
But
it was just nice to not be seeking all the time.
Yes.
And feel satiated.
Exactly.
So here's something that I wonder, like with the nausea, did it make you not want to eat? Like was your appetite completely shot when you would feel the nausea from it?
Not so much. It wasn't the nausea where you're like, oh, I can't eat anymore. It was like that morning nausea. It was right in the morning. I didn't feel great. I'd go back to bed, wake up, I feel a little bit better, I'd eat breakfast.
Okay, so you have a stomach flu.
No.
More like if you wake up and you're like, oh, my stomach feels unsettled.
Crampy, right, yeah. Unsettled, crampy. That was definitely those. And then it went away. And I am nervous because I'm trying to get back on it right now because of the shortage. I'm hopefully the pharmacy this week, I'm going to it. I'm nervous because it's been a couple weeks now. But my doctor said it should be fine because I'm like, oh, are all my symptoms, is it all going to come back?
Yeah.
Right. Do I have to start over from the beginning?
Right. And she gave me such a higher dosage. I was a little nervous, but she said it should be okay. Mm-hmm. So
does she say, but we need, like, did she say after a certain number of weeks, then it would start being a problem? Like at what point?
She said hopefully your body will get used to it again.
Okay.
Because my body, it did take a while, but once it did get used to it, I was good to go. Mm-hmm. I was good to go for a while. And I was doing really well on it. And I could see it wasn't even so much the weight I lost in total 15, 20 pounds.
Okay.
From what, May, I started around there.
Yeah. So it's
March,
not drastic.
April, to like, it wasn't drastic for me because I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to done eat. I wasn't going full throttle with it. I want to lose slowly and I want to feel the effects of it.
Yeah.
And I felt my inflammation was going down. I just felt better. My sleeping was better.
Less moon face.
Mm-hmm. The moon face went down. Everything. I have been terrible insomnia. Like I said, the sleeping. I was sleeping so much better. And
maybe
I just felt better.
I couldn't sleep last night. I was channeling you.
You knew. Yeah. Like I'm seeing Raleigh tomorrow. Might as well.
So besides the nausea, were there any other side effects that gave you any trouble?
I'm trying to think. I think that honestly, the nausea, the about going to the bathroom, the fear that I saw on the TikTok, because I saw so many people. That's the thing too about this. It's like anything that happens big in the mainstream, you're going to see it. And it really makes you second guess things. It makes you nervous. You're like, oh, well, this will work for me. Well, maybe there's other ways before you take that. Like before taking the Wegovy, I did metformin. Mm-hmm. I did inositol. I was on a clean diet. I was trying a bunch of different things. And then I went to this and I saw it working for me.
Yeah.
It may not work for everybody with PCOS.
Right.
But I saw myself going through some changes that I really liked and it was all positive. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, if this is working for me, I might as well go with it. And I actually saw changes.
I feel like obviously there are going to be side effects for some people. There are going to be no side effects for other people. Mm-hmm. Everybody is different. And I'm wondering if a lot of the fear mongering on TikTok was because they were like, there is a shortage. So we want to dissuade people who don't, quote unquote, need it so that other people can use it. But then you start thinking about the people who do get prescribed it. And it's like they're terrified to take this thing because of everything that they've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point. It's a good point. I think the side effects right away, people probably were nervous about. Like if I didn't know anything about this medication and I saw nothing about it online, I'd be like, whoa, what is going on with my body? When I took metformin for the my doctor did say this and I agreed with her. She said, when you took metformin for the first time, you also had stomach issues.
Yeah.
Like she said, you also were going through a bunch of things with metformin. But I never saw anything about metformin. I didn't research metformin. Mm-hmm. I should. You should always research your medication. Oh, like of course.
Back when you were prescribed,
right?
It, you
had I didn't research it. I just said, okay, sure, I'll take it. It was a diabetes medication.
Yeah,
I knew nothing about this medication except the fact that my grandparents and my uncle and people took it for their diabetes. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew about it. So the fact that this is a medication that you can instantly type in on a search on TikTok and see thousands and millions of videos saying good things and bad things mm-hmm. is kind of crazy.
And, you know, not the most reliable information either.
Yes.
You know, a lot of it's just firsthand accounts or people just giving their two cents on what they think about it.
Right.
So it's not, once again, I mean, we've said this before, but TikTok isn't where you should go for your medical advice.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, firsthand accounts, they're great.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. again, that person isn't necessarily going to react like you do.
Right, exactly.
You're a different person.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different insurance. Everybody has different doctors. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to the individual with this. I really want to research it. This is my it was one of those last options. I sometimes think about, you know, eventually, okay, I want to go back to eating clean again and doing all the natural ways of helping PCOS.
More homeopathic ways.
Yeah. Because I know how good that is for your body, you know, and I do get nervous to taking any medication of, you know, what side effects and what the lasting outcome of things will be. Mm-hmm. But
is it going to be forever?
Right, forever. But right now, I do like taking it. I liked seeing the side effects, the good side effects of it.
Yeah.
And I felt better. So yeah. I'm going to still take it as long as I need until, you know, I talked with my doctor and see what I can do next and what the next thing I should be doing.
Does it change your cravings at all? Like, is it easier now to go out to dinner with people? Like, the menus are still the same,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, yeah. I just eat less. That's mm-hmm. how the cravings go away. You feel full faster. That's the whole point of it is you're feeling full faster. It is kind of weird being like, oh, like
I'm a dainty little girl.
You two bites, you feel like, oh,
I'll just have half a grapefruit, please.
Right. Truly. And the crazy thing is you don't think that. I instantly am like, I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Yeah.
And you get there and you see the food and you're like, oh, I can't.
Never mind.
Like, it's a weird, you've probably seen even TikToks on it of people eating a bite and they're like, I'm good. which is a good and bad thing, you know, because it doesn't.
It makes for great leftovers.
That's true. I never had leftovers ever. Mm-hmm. And then I had leftovers. I was like, this is great.
Wow, what a feeling.
Right.
Wow. Right.
And, you know, going out eating with celiac and being gluten-free and mm-hmm. having other dietary issues, you kind of feel bad for yourself sometimes. Like, I've had it for so long, I don't really think about it. But so every once in a while, you're like, damn, I wish I could eat that. And then with the Wegovy, I was like, okay, I'm eating what I want to eat. I'm
stuff full, that you can eat.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Right. It was like, there was a sense of completion at the end of things.
Oh, just bring back the bread bowl.
Yeah.
I don't care. It sounds like it takes away that emotional side of it.
Right. It detached me from food because my brain always thought about food. Always. Mm-hmm. Since I was a kid. And I think it's, you know, being a little bit overweight growing up, you're constantly especially as a woman, it's like you're constantly being watched and like, are you going to eat that? You sure you should eat that? Mm. I just said on that other podcast, I said, I used to eat peanut butter with spoons every night.
Oh yeah.
When I was a kid and stick the spoons under the couch.
Oh,
under the
to
couch.
Hide the evidence.
To hide the evidence. And then my mom would find 25 spoons.
like spring that? Cleaning.
Yeah. Oh, she my goes, God. Just put the spoons in the sink. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Part of me was like, I wonder if I want her to find the spoons so she could yell at me for eating a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
There's part of me that subconsciously as a kid, I wanted to punish myself.
I relate to that a lot because I was an overweight kid and I mm-hmm. hid food. I think it's such a common thing.
Yeah.
Because you feel judged mm-hmm. for even if you really, really are hungry, unless everybody else is eating, sometimes you feel like, oh, well, I shouldn't be eating. I don't deserve it as much as they do.
Yes, exactly.
And that's definitely not.
Because you're being judged more harshly, even mm-hmm. if you're eating the same amount.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to eat that?
Yeah.
Like that constant. And then when you hide the food, there's also the sort of like satisfactory, like, oh, I'm happy, like I'm eating it. And then you instantly
feel, have a little secret.
You have your own secret. Mm-hmm. But then you feel bad about yourself. It's this constant back and forth.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I got a bunch of dusty spoons now.
And she's like, where are all the spoons? I'm just picturing your mom, like she's cleaning the kitchen one day. Why are all the spoons gone? You mentioned going out to eat, and this is something I'm so curious about. Do you face any judgment from your peers or any stigma in any way for taking this medication?
It's funny because at first I was like, how do I tell, like, do I tell people? How do I let them know? Because I'm really open about my medical issues. And everybody knows about my celiac. It's funny when I go out to eat, some comics, some friends of mine will be like, can we have a gluten-free menu, please? Like,
they're all looking out for you.
They're all, right? And so I knew if I were to tell them about this, they would understand. And it's funny because at first I would tell people, oh, I'm taking this shot and it helps me, like, lose the cravings. Hopefully I can lose some weight on it, make me feel good. And nobody, like, took a glance, whatever. Months go by, and I think I will mention Wegovy, or like, oh, yeah, I'm not so hungry. I took the Wegovy. You're on that? Like, yeah, I told you about I told you about that months ago. I think it didn't hit people right away. Like, oh, that's what you're on.
They didn't make the connection.
They made the connection. They just thought, oh, Riley's on this new medication. Because I'm always on something or doing something.
You're always taking 1,000 supplements.
Exactly. Oh, Riley's taking another thing. And, you know, but if you're open about it and you're kind of like, no, this is what I'm doing. It's helping me. I'm like, this is how I'm feeling on it. People, if they're, you know, your friends or whatever, they'll respect that. If they don't understand and you can try to explain, again, I'm not a medical person. I'm so bad at explaining how things work. But I'm like, no, obviously, I feel better. And they're like, well, okay, good for you. I guess it's a good thing.
Any weird jealousy, like any weird people who say like, oh, I wish I could get on that. Like I have 10 pounds to lose.
Oh, 100%. Or you hear about it on like, on stage or on a podcast about like, you know, oh, well, if I had Ozempic, it's in song lyrics now. It's oh my God. And it's funny because I'm like, that's how I saw it.
Totally.
When I first went on it, I was like, oh, I don't know about this, you know? And again, it's been great for me so far. And it really has, my inflammation's gone down. I feel better on it. So I just let people know that. And they can judge however they want to judge. But it's just part of my lifestyle and part of my medicine regime. Like, that's what I do now.
But to Emily's point earlier, too, it's not like you're taking it strictly for weight loss. You don't look like these Hollywood people that you're like, oh my God. Like,
my fridge does, though.
Yeah, your fridge does. But it's like, it's not like this drastic thing that it's like, oh my God, you look like a completely different person. Like, you look pretty similar to me. I know I've known you for a long time and like you've yo-yoed in that time, but you still look like Riley.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, I kind of think about this in the same way that I do Adderall, because certainly Adderall is something that a lot of people need for their ADHD. But then again, in college, I knew a lot of people that would take Adderall and not eat all day.
Yeah.
Because it does suppress your appetite.
But, I used to do that.
But for me, you know, I would take Adderall and I would pretty much just function normally because I was taking it for my ADHD. So, like, I think you could abuse anything or kind of use it or manipulate it in a way to meet your goals, however, whatever
they are.
I'm sure
people are bumping up that prescription being like, it's not working enough. And you're like,
very
no,
possible.
But it's working in the way that I feel better. Mm-hmm. So it is working enough.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like, I'm really curious what dose the housewives are on. You know?
Yeah. And you know what, too? I see at first, I think, oh, I don't know what reunion it was. I remember my mom and I watching it before I was taking the Wegovy, and my mom's like,
Jersey?
I think it was Jersey. Yeah.
Was it the one where Andy Cohen was like,
was it Dolores?
You guys on
Dolores
Ozempi?
Said it on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
She
said,
Dolores, are you on Ozempi? And she said, yeah, I'm not going to be the biggest one at the reunion.
Because that would be a fate worse than death.
Exactly. Of course. Right. Oh, my God.
It's so insane.
But I remember being like, oh, she looks good. And she was confident about it. She said, this is what I'm taking. It's working for me. Again, with the shortage and people needing it. That's the sucky part about all this.
Yeah, people get pissed about it.
Slippery soap because it's like, oh, people that really need it. Again, for me, it's not life and death. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken in a couple weeks. My cravings have come back. I'm sad about it. I was like, oh, maybe I talked my endo. I said, maybe I should go back on my inositol, my supplement. So at least my body's getting something, whatever. And maybe I should cut out, you know, sugar here or there just so I can feel again how I was feeling on the Wegovy. And she's like, yeah, whatever you need to do, but let's try to get that back. Mm-hmm. So again, it's not, you know,
you're like, for that's me, on you.
Right. Exactly.
Get it back for me.
For me. I'm like, bitch, get it back. No, she's very sweet. My doctor, I like her a lot. But again, like, but my dad, when he couldn't get his Ozempic for his diabetes, and I could see him be like, oh my God, why is there a shortage before we figured it out? it was a fad.
Yeah.
I could see the stress, and I was like, I don't want people going through that stress either. So I understand that.
Did you ever ask her if you can switch between the different semiglutides?
Yeah. She said it's pretty much the same. Okay. She said, she goes, if you want to go Ozempic, if you want to do Mounjaro, she said a semiglutide is semiglutide.
But so the shortage is overarching all of them?
It depends. It depends. Because when I was getting my Wegovy, I knew someone on Mounjaro and they were having shortage later on in my Wegovy adventures. My dad said the Ozempic was a shortage, and then it came back hot. He was getting able to get it back normal. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's every so often a lot of people get prescribed one, and then all of a sudden there's like a burst. Because like I said before, my endo told me that a representative for Wegovy came by saying stop prescribing. Because it's it's too much.
We're at capacity.
Right. Yeah. She goes, when has a representative ever said stop doing it?
Yeah.
Which is kind of spooky. I'm like, ooh, okay.
It's so funny. It's reminding me of when everybody got their COVID shots.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be like, what are you? I'm Pfizer.
Oh yeah. Are you? Moderna.
I'm Johnson & Johnson. Ooh, Johnson & Johnson.
What semiglutide are you?
It's like a personality test.
It's a speed test.
In Cosmo.
She's such a Mounjaro.
I'm funny. A Samantha and a Mounjaro.
It's a multi-level personality test.
Right. Oh, that's great. It's very funny. And there's I don't know if this is the right word, but I saw on TikTok like dupes, like there's supplements.
Dupes.
I saw, I'm like, I think that's right. There's like supplements that act like a semiglutide in your body, but it isn't, does not have that thing in it.
Berberine is Berberine one that people were talking about. Yeah.
That I've seen, and people with PCOS use that. So I looked
really
into that. Yes.
Okay.
And I didn't know about that till after I took the Wegovy. That came up on my For You page. I was like, oh wait, maybe I didn't have to take the Wegovy. But then I started it, so I was like, let me see how this goes.
Obviously wouldn't be as strong. Like, I think it does regulate blood sugar to a certain extent. Homeopathic medicine is really interesting. I don't know too much about it. It is interesting, but I still feel like nothing is going to replicate what a medication can do, what an actual drug can do.
Sure.
So, okay, we kind of touched on insurance.
Yes.
Have you been able to get it covered?
Yes, my insurance is able to cover it. Right now I had issues because my doctor prescribed a higher prescription. Remember the dosage? This was like 2 weeks ago. And when I found a pharmacy that had the Wegovy, I transferred my prescription to them and they were like, we can't do it. It's saying that you've already been filled or the thing's too hot. So I've had to call my insurance and get a thing from my doctor saying, no, it's good. She's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's definitely that insurance part of it that people are having issues. I know a lot of people are having issues with their insurance. Again, like how every body is different. Everybody's a different insurance provider.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone has different insurance. Everyone has different doctors that will write different things on their prescription.
And it also depends what you're taking it for, I think. Like if you're just taking it strictly for weight loss, I think a lot of insurances won't cover it.
Yes.
But I'm sure there are doctors who are fudging it.
Yes. And I think that's what big thing is what, like I said, everybody's doctor is different.
Yeah.
So who knows what the doctors are writing or what they're prescribing. And again, insurance is cover different things. Some insurance may be like, okay, well, can we only cover Mounjaro? Only if you are pre-diabetes, whatever. We only cover Ozempic if you are diabetes. Like, it all is like a puzzle. So unless it's a perfect fit and you can get it, it is a struggle for a lot of people.
So assuming that you can get back on that medication soon and you can get the dose that you need, I'm holding out hope for you.
Oh my goodness.
Is the plan, did your doctor say the plan is to stay on it for the rest of your life? Or like, what is the actual plan?
It's funny because I asked my endo that and she's like, well, we'll see what happens. And I'm like, what's these doctors? My gastro, everyone's like, we'll see. And that made me a little nervous. And the fact that I got off of it, my cravings came back so quickly. It's definitely going to be a, you know, how my body's, what my body's going through. Every year is different. Mm-hmm. Like if I saw myself last year at this time, because last year at this time, I think I was just coming off of being on that clean diet and I could never see my, like a shot that helps me create, like I would not have even expected that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely, it's definitely one of those, take it one week at a time. 1 week at a time, see where it goes. Because even the first week, first couple weeks of taking Wegovy, I was like, I'm not going to be on this for long because how bad the symptoms were getting. And then I kept going on it. Months later, I was going great. Maybe I could talk to her about the supplements. If I could take supplements, the berberine. Maybe there's other things that can help. See my levels, my blood levels. How that
sounds
work.
Like a song from like the 20s. Berberine.
It is kind of sing-songy.
It would go off on TikTok if that happened.
For sure. Somebody cut this together.
Yeah. Fuck these semaglutides. They need that.
Have you recommended it to anybody? Do you know anybody else who struggles with PCOS that you're like, maybe you should try this?
It's funny. I really, because that's something about medication I know is so important and so specific to people and individual. Yeah. I'm never the one to be like, you should try this, do this, do mm-hmm. that. If they've come up to me and we've talked and they're like, wow, look like you're doing really great. You've lost some weight. I will say, oh yeah, I'm taking Wegovy. It's going great. But I'm never the one to be like, you should try this.
Because there's a shortage and you don't want
that.
Also,
that's another reason.
Don't take it. Please don't take it. No, if someone with PCOS came up to me.
Who books that? You're like, don't worry about it.
You give them the wrong email.
Yeah. Like,
that's inside baseball comedy talk.
Right.
If somebody came up to you and said they were really struggling, you were just about to say, if somebody came up to you with PCOS.
Oh, and this was struggling. I would tell them my journey of it all.
Yeah.
Because people that I know with PCOS, it's funny. Everyone I know with PCOS, everyone is doing something different.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing something different, which is. And for a while, I was doing nothing. Uh-huh. Like, I was focused on my celiac.
Some people just silently suffer with PCOS.
And you just don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
It wasn't a massive topic of conversation until, like, the last, like, 7 years-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, I hadn't even heard of PCOS.
I know. I hear about it more now than ever.
Yeah.
Like, I've had 3 friends, I think, get diagnosed with PCOS in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
PCOS and, really, and endometriosis have like popped
endo,
up.
Endo's hot right now.
Yeah.
Endo's hot right
and
now.
And a lot of people have it and have just been like, oh, I'm just like a person that lives with like a lot of pain and there's like nothing to do. But it's like, no, go to your endo.
Yeah. Your gyno, go to your doctor because there's definitely something there. And I get it. For the longest time, I've gone to doctors and they're like, well, just lose weight. And you'll probably be okay. And it's like, oh my God.
It's like a chicken or the egg situation.
Truly. Yeah. And it's like, what else can I do? And when I was diagnosed with PCOS, like I said, they gave me metformin and birth control. And they said, come back when you want to have kids. Mm-hmm. And it's the worst thing you can do to someone with PCOS. Because there are so many underlying things. There's so many other stuff that can come from it. Especially food is like binge eating. I was a binge eater for how long? And I think a lot of it has come from my PCOS, the cravings, the celiac. It all starts to intertwine. At a certain point, you realize everything starts to make sense.
Do you think it has something to do with the pain too? Because I feel like sometimes when you're just like feeling uncomfortable, you kind of want to like stuff yourself.
It's like that's comforting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. When I accidentally eat gluten and I get really sick, my mom says it's so weird. She goes, you always start to eat. Like, I'm always even like, oh, I should eat food. And mom's like, no, give your stomach a break. Relax, don't do that. But yeah, you're right. You're so right, Remy.
Food is comforting.
Food is instantly that comfort food.
Yeah.
That comfort for you. So I agree.
And you have a lot of pain in your area.
There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of discomfort. There's a lot of appearance issues. Mm-hmm. I never dated ever. And sometimes I think about it like, oh, why didn't I ever have a boyfriend? I think for the longest time I was so, I hated how I looked. mm-hmm. my body. My hair is falling out. I wear wigs every day. Well, what if my wig's not on right? What if I don't look good? What if my face is bloated? What if I don't?
It's this constant. What if he asked me out to pizza?
Truly. Like, one time I was on a date. He took the mushrooms off the pizza and gave me the mushrooms. He goes, it's okay. You can eat the mushrooms. I go, that's not how this works. That's not how that works.
That's insane.
That's not how that works, sir.
Take me somewhere else.
Right.
Take me somewhere, an Asian fusion place or something. I can get some rice at least.
Yeah. Anything else. Yeah. So that was a big thing too. So there's a lot of different factors with PCOS, not just, you know.
Mm-hmm. So has this given you more confidence? Have you been able to date more and to it's feel funny, more
I
like
do
yourself?
I felt so much better. I think a lot of it is the inflammation. The inflammation went down in my body and mm-hmm. I just felt 1,000 times better. The bloating went down. I was going out. I was definitely more confident than I ever was. In the past like 2-3 months, I was like, oh, Riley, you've never done that before. So the wig issue is always like, I love having wigs, but after a while you're just like, oh my God. Because now I wear wigs every day.
Yeah.
I don't skip a beat now because I just feel more confident. And if I said what I have to do, I have to do
don't
that.
Don't touch it.
I know. I was just with a guy the other day. I was like, just don't pull. Just please. Don't pull my hair. I said, this headband's the only thing keeping it on.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't take this off. Please don't pull it. I know it's hot. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Have you had any mishaps with the wig?
Oh, yes. Oh.
I could see that being.
Yes.
Getting
when
in the
you're
way.
Down there, giving a little blowjob. It's happened twice. It has happened twice. And you keep going.
You have to. The show must go on.
You don't stop. I did not stop.
Oh my God.
Listen, if somebody can't handle you at your wig popping off,
yes.
then they don't deserve you at your wig staying on.
That is true.
Yes. We can work on that expression.
No, I like that.
Thank you.
I think that was great.
And then that's with anything. And you definitely learn that as you get older is, you know, my mom always says, she goes, you're beautiful anyway, any weight you are, whatever you are, it's to be healthy. Mm-hmm. If you feel healthy and you feel good, that's all that matters. And now that I'm 30, I'm realizing I don't, whatever size I am, it's like, okay, that's the size. It's, am I healthy? Do I feel good?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the weight at a healthy weight? You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. not so much now.
You want to feel your best.
Exactly. Because as soon as you feel your best, because the last couple of months, I'm this weight. I wish I was this weight. I wish I was that weight. I felt good. I'm still doing my thing.
Yeah.
I'm still going out there getting my wig pulled off. Like, yeah. I'm still doing it.
Riley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I hope I was able to cover things. I guess I'm not a medical
person. You answered a lot of my questions.
And I hope for people, they learn something. But
your personal experience, you know, people can learn a lot from
that. Okay, good. I'm glad.
And I'm sure that people took a lot away from this, but if you're thinking about taking this medication for a medical reason, obviously talk to your doctor, mm-hmm. ladies. But where can people find you and follow you?
Oh, they can follow me, you know, Instagram, on TikTok, Riley Lassen, RileyLassin.
DMs are open?
DMs always open.
Great.
Always open. Please message me about anything, the vaginismus, wigs, PCOS.
Do you wear wigs? Have you worn wigs? Riley, thank you so much for being here. You guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram.
Yes, bitch. And if you like this episode, please write us a review and don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And while you're at it, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. DMs are open. And follow Riley. And remember, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. And guest booking by Allie Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's Impossible. EFOODS.com.
Betches.